AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
I need you now.
A funeral was held earlier today for Cynthia Hurd, one of the nine people shot and killed at the church. And right now, the funeral is going on for two more victims, Tywanza Sanders and Susie Jackson. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says new gun control restrictions are not the way to prevent mass killings. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Nevada, the former Florida governor said a better approach is to identify potentially violent people before they feel compelled to take up a gun and kill innocent people. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem says Greece is to blame for a breakdown in bailout talks.
It was not the institutions that walked away from the last talk slides last night. It was the representatives of the Greek government that walked away from those talks.
Many of the Eurozone nations were livid that Greece's prime minister sprang a surprise referendum on the latest bailout proposals. The program ends on Tuesday. The Eurozone rejected a request for an extension. The deadline to reach a nuclear deal with Iran is a few days away. At the end of the month, Secretary of State John Kerry is in Vienna.
We're hopeful. We have a lot of hard work to do. There's some very tough issues, and I think we all look forward to getting down to the final effort here to see whether or not a deal is possible.
Iran's foreign minister says a deal is in reach unless there are excessive demands. The local sheriff in Malone, New York, thinks escape prisoner David Sweat is finding it more stressful on the run now that fellow escapee Richard Matt was shot and killed. Officials in France say the suspect in the beheading of a businessman yesterday took a selfie photo with the victim and sent the image to a mobile phone number. This is AP Radio News. A day after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage across the U.S., there was a big party in the Philippines. Nikki Castillo in Manila says the rally is also to push for LGBT rights.
Even if you have the right to marry the person that you love, all over the U.S. and the Philippines, you can get evicted out of your home just because you married the person you love.
Same-sex unions are not legally recognized in the Philippines because the country's civil code limits marriages to a man and a woman. Leaders of a chapel near New York's Ground Zero are starting two national writing competitions. One will allow the winner to deliver an original sermon on September 11th. The parish of Trinity Church, which includes St. Paul's Chapel, hopes to stir conversations about violence, racism, and hatred and work toward healing. The church is called the Little Chapel That Stood. It was unscathed after 9/11. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.